he cleared $2,151 and got almost the same amount 2 weeks later from a Whidbey Island bank in Mill Creek. This could work, he thought, so he devoted himself even more to the craft. A few robberies in, he had a nickname, the Cyborg Bandit, because detectives thought the knit mask was some kind of metal mesh and a spot on a TV show, Washington's Most Wanted. Hathaway always tossed or burned the gloves, hoodie, and shoes he wore on a job to eliminate DNA evidence and to be sure he didn't repeat an outfit and give police and bank employees something to look for. Same with cars. He didn't ditch those, but he never used the same one twice. After the first robbery, he'd realized he didn't need to steal a vehicle. There was always an addict happy to lend out a car for a few hours in exchange for $100 or some dope. To confuse police, Hathaway changed disguises. The second one was, in retrospect, ridiculous. He modified a T-shirt, cutting away the entire back so it was just the front hanging from the collar like a janky homemade apron. He cut some eye holes into this smock mask and wore it under a button-down shirt. As he prepared to enter a bank, he'd pull it up and over his face. Police called him the Elephant Man Bandit. The third and final mask was a kind of hybrid. Hathaway cut the sleeve off a T-shirt, made two eye holes, and wore it on his forehead like a headband, which he could pull over his face as he entered a bank. It was definitely the best of the three, he recalls. It was easy to make and deploy, and he could pull it down around his neck on the way out, letting him walk away without looking suspicious. Once he thinks it was about 10 robberies in, the bank slipped a GPS locator in with the money, but he found it while escaping and tossed it out the window of his car as he sailed down the freeway. Another time, Hathaway failed to notice that a bank had security glass, and the woman behind it simply refused his demands. "She just stood there and shook her head at me," he says. He had no choice but to retreat. And fast. Then there was the time a woman sat in her car just outside a bank, breastfeeding her kid for like 2 hours, Hathaway recalls. That was interfering with me trying to get this done. She finally left, and he robbed the bank at 5:57 p.m., 3 minutes before it closed.